as we're launching into the second hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And by the way, if you want, you can actually control the content of our website. It's very simple to do. You just submit different things to it. Submit them as show prep, and they pop up on the site. Other people can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. As we go to your phone calls, still to come, the top five deathbed regrets. We'll continue that list from this weekend. And first we go to Patrick, listening in Cocoa, Florida. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Super. What's on your mind, Patrick?
Hey, I got a couple things. The first thing, I think when you're talking about raw milk or circumcision for that matter, I think language is pretty important. Because like, in reality, we should say these Amish people are selling milk. Everyone else is selling pasteurized milk, you know what I'm saying? Because it is just milk.
I guess that's true.
I see mean, what you're saying, yeah. So you're saying that the pasteurized milk should be called pasteurized milk and raw milk should just be called milk.
Hey, yeah, in my mind. I mean, people who are circumcised should if I'm circumcised, everyone else is intact. I never use the word uncircumcised because I think it's misrepresenting what's really going on.
Interesting. So, yeah, so basically acknowledging the natural state and then using modifier terms on top of that.
Correct, correct. And my second thing was... I don't know if you know how it works or not, but your link through Amazon.
Yes, sir.
Does that link ever change? Because what I've been doing is going to like friends' house and stuff, and I'm on my computer, or whatever, fixing it. I'll add a bookmark to Amazon, but through your link.
Here's what you can look at. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com and then you click on the Amazon link, you'll see in that first URL, there's a code that's it's like Free Talk Live 20 or something like that. You can see, Free Talk Live -20. That's for the U.S. site. And there's another one that's like Fritali something or other if you're on the international sites. But you'll see our little code up in there. As long as that code is in that first Amazon link, it basically sets a cookie on that person's computer. And so if you go back... Yeah, if you go through that same link again and again, then that'll work for them.
Yeah, but if they...
So far it's been the same link, so I haven't been worried about it. I don't know if it ever changes. I was just curious.
No, it does not ever change. And in fact, you can take that code if you want. And if you want to share, say you've got something you bought on Amazon, you got a new video game or whatever, and you want to share that with your friend. Oh, you think you should pick up this game? You can take that Free Talk Live code, that portion of the URL, and tack it on to any Amazon link, and it should also give us credit for that too. So there are ways to like construct links with that code in them, but I can't give you more detail and technical detail here on how exactly to do that. You just have to know what portion of the code to take out and paste.
Okay, I understand. And hey, I love you guys' show.
You must.
Yeah, I'm down here in Florida. I can't wait to get up there to the free state. So
great. When are you coming up?
Soon, but I got to get a financial situation. I got to get a job ready up there. I'm an AC mechanic down here, so
you're an air conditioning. You said AC, like air conditioning.
There's a lot of houses that need air conditioning up here.
There are a lot of houses that need air conditioning, but also as long as you're, you know, HVAC, you can handle heating stuff, then there's a lot of that work here too.
Oh yeah, definitely. We do. We heat down here every once in a while, so.
Yeah, right. You know it. Hey Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. See you in the Shire in New Hampshire when you get up here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And also, as far as job resources are concerned, a lot of people are pretty concerned with, you know, having that job lined up before they get here. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, people moving to New Hampshire as part of a movement of liberty-minded people all concentrating their activism in one place. And there are a few different resources for jobs. The Free State Project has a jobs forum on their forum. They have a forum, and there's a jobs, I believe, subsection there where people across the state, whenever they see jobs, they're posting them there. And there's, I believe, some other links to other job sites. I know you can go to jobs.freekeen.com. If you're looking in the Keene area, that will take you right to the jobs forum. with some useful links, like to temp agencies and, you know, classified ads, Craigslist, etc., other places where you can look for jobs. And there's also a Manchester jobs section in the Shire Society forum. So when you go to forum.shiresociety.com, you'll find both the Keene and Manchester job sections. So there's some resources for those of you that are looking. Of course, always a good idea to get your finances in order, though some people who have looked for jobs prior to moving haven't been too successful. It seems as though people have the most luck, from what I hear. Thankfully, I didn't have to look for a job. I brought mine with me. But from what I understand, being in New Hampshire makes it easier to find a job.
Well, I have heard that a lot of companies won't take you seriously, you know, if you live in another state. I've heard that situation totally un-Free State Project related. Like, I've known people who wanted to move, and they couldn't find anyone to take them seriously until they actually lived in that state.
Until they had a 603 area code number, and until they're able to come physically into the office. And
what about Google Voice?
You cannot get a 603 area code number out of Google Voice.
Really?
But what you can do is you can get a cell phone with a 603 area code while you live in another state.
Oh, you get like a track phone?
I had a Sprint phone, 603 in Florida.
Yeah, we went to Sprint before we decided which cell phone company we wanted to go with when we moved up here, which is a worthy thing of looking at, because sometimes you're not going to be able to move your cell phone provider up to a different state. They just may not have the coverage. Some cell phone companies are regional, etc. So we determined, based on coverage maps and all that and pricing, what cell phone company we were going to go with, went to Sprint down in Florida, and then said, we're moving to New Hampshire and would like to have a New Hampshire number. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. So it's no problem.
But they're still probably, if you get, well, say, a mailbox or something like that and a cell phone with the right area code, they're probably going to want you to come in for an interview, and then you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to have to schedule the plane ride.
Yeah, so it definitely seems to help people to be here. But obviously, if you're going to be here, you've got to have money and savings. You've got to be, you know, prepared to live for a little while without having a job.
You could do what I did, which was I got a job at, like, a minimum wage style. I think it was a little more than minimum wage, but I worked at Panera in Florida part-time when I was going to school down there, and I just called my Panera, you know, up here, and I had an interview waiting for me. I said, I'm moving to, you know what I mean? And at the very least, that I actually ended up going into management, so I was making more money, but at least when I got here, I had an $8 an hour job, you know what I mean? Some money coming in.
Stuff, yeah. Target.
So if you can find a chain, you know what I mean? If you have a little money saved up and you just want to kind of ensure, like, at least a small paycheck when you get here, I would suggest finding some sort of chain where they let you transfer.
So we started this story or this piece on the weekend, on Saturday night. We got through number one of the top five deathbed regrets. And I thought, you know, this is useful information. I mean, they interviewed a lot of people on their deathbeds, basically. And it's actually a palliative care nurse who did this. She wrote an article encompassing her experiences of numerous conversations with people on their deathbed. And what did they regret? What do they wish they could do differently when they looked back? So the first one, by the way, just a recap for you, was, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And I have to say, that's so important. Because if all you're doing with your life is doing what other people expect you to do, then you're just their proxy. You're just an extension of them. And you're not living for yourself. We talk more about that on Saturday. You're certainly welcome to comment on it. Number two is, I wish I didn't work so hard. This regret is so prevalent in the West. And by the way, this is the source here is the Dollar Vigilante. The regret is so prevalent in the West because Western governments have made a point of working their tax slaves to death. First, they take a massive amount of your income. Ask yourself, if you had paid no tax, would you have the ability to spend more time with your family or doing non-work related activities? Well, the obvious answer is yes. And then the scourge, also through the scourge of central banking, where they slowly inflate away most people's savings and engender an economy where those who own the assets usually gain on those who work for wages, making the tax hamsters run even faster. Pre-1970s abandonment of the gold standard, the resulting stagflation, a single income could support a family at that time. And now, due to inflation and other factors, two parents are required to work. Children are shuffled off to daycares and etc. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there. We give them to you. So head over there and enjoy them on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Had a shrine submission last week, but unfortunately the lady in question did not actually send in a validated photo. She sent in several photos of herself, and I believe it's her. I have reason to believe that it's her, but the point of the validation process is to prove it, you know, to prove that you are who you say you are, and that you're not just some, you know, teenage boy on the internet sending.
Plus, it looks good for Free Talk Live when you're, you know, when female listeners holding up a sign that says Free Talk Live.
Right. So that's the idea. You know, a sign is kind of the traditional way to validate, but some people have come up with really interesting, creative ways to validate as well, to prove in their picture that they are Free Talk Live listeners. So go and get the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That again is shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, deathbed regrets. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on these. A palliative care nurse has written an article over at the, it's by the Dollar Vigilante, it's the website apparently where this is being hosted, reprinted over at lewrockwell.com, about what is it that our fellow humans are looking back on their lives and saying, boy, you know, if I could do it all over again, I would change this.
Seems like a valuable thing to know.
Yeah. Number one was, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. And the article points out correctly here that because of taxes, it's come to a point where it feels like in a lot of families, both parents have to work in order to get the bills paid, keep food on the table. And it didn't used to be that way. But now we've got, you know, bigger government, more taxes. People have, you know, they're too scared.
Pay the taxes.
They're too scared. You don't have to, but you're too scared not to pay them, and so therefore you go right along on the hamster wheel of life, and they get you trapped in the rat race, and then you look back after it's all said and done, and you wish you'd had more time for yourself. Well, maybe you shouldn't have gone along to get along. Maybe you shouldn't have done everything you were told to do. Because the more we become obedient, we touched on this in the first hour, the more we're obedient, the more we do as we're told by the government people, the more they own us. The less you're living for yourself, and the more you're living for someone else.
There's plenty of evidence that when you don't do what they tell you, that they own you too.
Well, they will put you in a jail cell. There always is that possibility.
Strong proof.
But not always. There are millions of Americans who don't pay taxes,
indeed.
And the government has never gone after them. And if enough people gather together who also don't pay taxes and they do it together, then that makes it even more unassailable for the feds. If people just decided tomorrow that they didn't want to believe in the government anymore and didn't want to obey or pay them anything anymore, then they would have a real tough time enforcing anything. The reason why the government is the way it is because we allow it to be. It's all of our fault, collectively. So, continuing here with the piece, it talks about the folks and why the lifestyles change and how the costs are higher because of taxation. Anyway, parents are required to work and children are shuffled off to daycares and government indoctrination camps at a young age to endure for 20-plus years of education. And this is also not to mention the cubicle lifestyle so popular in the West and the long, soul-draining commutes that are also common. That's an interesting point about the 20 years of education. I think that we've seen evidence that young people, they're very bright. When given the opportunity to explore their own educational interests, they can educate themselves. Unschooling proves that you don't need centralized control and a group of bureaucrats to decide who should be educated and under what topics and what curriculum and all that. The kids can decide these things for themselves. And with an unschooling kind of situation, there's nothing to prevent a young person from becoming an entrepreneur in those cases. In fact, we've seen stories about a millionaire 7-year-old or something like that started out shining shoes and was very entrepreneurial from an early age, and before I think he was like 13, he had $1 million or something like that. And there's success stories out there. It's not a luck thing. It's an entrepreneurship thing. And in the government schools, they don't encourage that at all.
If you try to go there and sell now-or-laters or something under the table, well, they're going to go after you.
Exactly. And you got to ask permission if you want to do business. You have to get a license. You have to get your permission slip, your hall pass, or your business pass. So, government school is just the government control grid kind of on a smaller basis. And then it's preparation, teaching kids to be obedient for when they finally get out.
It does seem like there's a lot of obedience involved. And, to some extent, I can understand why they choose to crack down on that obedience. But if these people were really the servants that these civil servants claim to be, then you'd be able to, step out of the classroom, use the bathroom, and can come back in without begging permission from them,
This is actually the one thing I think government has been very successful at. And it's the government indoctrination camps.
Yeah, they
like,
absolutely.
They're not good at much, but they are very good at indoctrinating kids.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we've been recently been hunted down by the Keene and Swansea police here in southern New Hampshire because liberty activists, a handful of us, have been going to government high schools and handing out information to students after school. And this is very upsetting to the people in the status quo. I mean, oh, my God, these radicals are coming here and suggesting that kids think for themselves and suggesting, you know, freedom-related ideas. We can't have this at our government schools because it threatens the status quo. It threatens the legitimacy of the state. And so they call the police. The police are now trying to serve me with no trespass orders, saying that I can't set foot on a local high school campus.
Well, that makes the courthouse, high school, pretty soon you won't be able to go anywhere.
That's the way it's looking, Mark, because it's a big joke, the idea that you have the right to assemble, the idea that you have the right to free speech, that you have the right to be the free press. These are all rights that are being violated in this particular case, because I'm being forced to pay for these schools. I'm being forced to pay for the courthouse. In fact, I was threatened at the courthouse today as I was doing jury outreach. I was told if I didn't cross a certain line within a second, I would be arrested for trespass. So they don't want me reaching out to jurors with the truth about jury nullification. They don't want me reaching out to young people with you know, the truth about freedom. And they're very, very threatened by this. So what also has happened as a result is, just to kind of prove what Julia said, that this is a very effective program, a lot of these young people, very indoctrinated, are coming on the Free Keene Facebook page. And they're commenting about how they don't appreciate that we're disrespecting their principal. And just thinking back to my experience in school, there would have only been like one kid in all of high school that would have been such a brown noser toward the principal that he would have, you know, stood up for the principal like that. In this case, there must be.
You guys have been pretty effective in driving the kids together then, huh?
There must. What do you mean by that?
Well, apparently there's a bunch of kids there that,
they
know,
love their principal, man.
Maybe they just dislike you. Maybe they didn't like their principal as much ahead of time.
Well, it's a new principal, so maybe he hasn't had the chance to really burn on kids yet. But it just really shows, I think things are worse now than they were 10 years ago in government school or 15 years ago. I think that, you know, these kids are being very heavily indoctrinated. Just reading, go ahead, check it out. Free Keene, the Facebook, Free Keene page on Facebook. You can read all their comments. They're all public. And they're all very obedient. All of the statements are very obedient. The fact that you didn't go, they're very upset with the fact that we didn't go through the process. Because we could have gone to the school board and presented to them the documents that we wanted to hand out to the young people, and then they just would give us permission. All we had to do was ask permission, and we would have been given permission according to the students.
Sure.
Right, exactly. 855-450-FREE.
I don't know if they're indoctrinated, but they're certainly foolish if they think the school board was just going to dish out permission.
They don't understand. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet internet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about some deathbed regrets. We'll continue that discussion. We kind of got sidetracked into a discussion about government indoctrination, which, of course, is always an important subject to discuss. I also want to tell you about where you can get some interesting liberty news online.
Right, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we were talking about in government indoctrination, and Julia, you had said that, you know, government screws a lot of things up, but this one they've done a good job. Not good at, like, educating kids, but good at creating obedience, right? Creating kind of little drone surfs.
Well, I mean, it's taken them a while. This has been years and years, decades in the making,
yeah.
Right? But I think that as time goes on, the kids are coming out more and more and more indoctrinated.
I think so.
For me, it's pretty obvious when I see commentary on, like, Ron Paul. I see a lot on Facebook now. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, just because you don't like Ron Paul means whatever. But when I see people talking about these issues, they're so clueless. I actually saw a direct quote from someone said that liberty and freedom is just propaganda, and that liberty means different things to different people.
I believe that.
What? That liberty
no, that,
means
that liberty means different things.
Right,
to different
but
people.
He said that the concepts of freedom and liberty are just propaganda.
Hmm.
I think liberty has a definition for sure.
Words do have meaning.
Right. I mean, but I just
some people want the liberty to steal from their fellow man in order to get what they want.
That would be the freedom, I believe, to steal from their fellow man.
Well, that's just propaganda.
But the point is that I see this all the time, and when I see it, I just think, wow, like this is what kids are coming out of school like, and I find it disturbing.
It's really disturbing to me, especially being in the so-called live free or die state, to see young people in New Hampshire so just sadly obedient. I mean, it's just, I can't imagine. Maybe it's just because I didn't run in the obedient kids circle when I was in high school.
I was very anti-authoritarian, so it doesn't make sense to me as a young person. I was always very rebellious, but
right. In this case, if you go to the go to Facebook, go to the Free Keen page on Facebook, you'll see all these comments. Been going on for like 2 weeks now. And you'll see it's several young people. I mean, maybe 15 to 20 of them over time. There's one guy who is not in high school. He's like in his 20s and can barely put sentences together. But, you know, he seems to believe himself to be an intellectual.
One in every crowd.
Right? He seems to believe himself to be very intellectual. And so a lot of them, you know, they believe they're getting a great education and that, you know, that they love their principal. They use terms like our principal and things like that, this kind of collective terms. And it's just creepy reading it. And, you know, you can make all the points you want to them, but who are you? You're not an educator. You're not a teacher. So why should you be listened to?
Well, that's one other thing that really bothers me is it seems like a lot of these kids and college age students that feel this way, they're very they think that they are intellectuals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they have figured it out, and they are the wisest in society, and that bothers me the most.
What's the old saying? Quick, teenagers, move out now. Get a job and take care of yourself while you still know everything.
Yeah. They can't do that, though. They're not. No. Most of them are not capable.
Well, I don't think the world really lets you make any money till you turn 40 anyway, so...
Right, so, you know, it was disrespectful, according to them, to go and just hand out peacefully and quietly hand out information. The principal doesn't deserve any blame for threatening us. It's never a threat when the police are involved. I mean, it's just so much. I can't even go through for you the dripping obedience that came from these young people's quotes. See them for yourself if you want, the Free Keen Facebook page. We'll continue here with the list of deathbed regrets. We're still on number two, which is, I wish I didn't work so hard. And the author here from, let's see, was it the Dollar Vigilante? The author here says, the best way to not work so hard and have the ability to spend more time with your loved ones is to live outside of the system. In our letter, we often talk about ways to build your business outside the Western world, where the opportunities are usually far greater, regulation is non-existent, and taxes are much lower and sometimes zero. In past issues of TDV, we've shown you how to become a hotelier in Mexico without having to put any money down, and in last month's issue, we showed you how you could become a private banker in Cambodia and garner interest income from 36% to 120%.
The Dollar Vigilante is an interesting...
Is it an expat thing?
Yeah.
Sounds like
absolutely.
It is. Then there's also reasons not to leave the country as well. We talked about another article from, was it the, I think it was the Health Ranger or something like that. I think it was the Health Ranger who wrote about his experience in traveling the world and living in other countries and said, hey, this whole expatriating thing isn't quite what it's cracked up to be.
Really? What was that?
But you were here for that?
I guess I was not.
I think it was the Health Ranger. Check it out. It was worth a look. But basically, you know, he spent a lot of...
You should promote it. You should be able to talk about it.
He spent a lot of years in other countries. And essentially, you know, if you are the gringo, then you're a target, basically. You know, you go to these other places, you're the obvious American, essentially. You become the target not just for common criminals, but also the government people there as well. That's one point, and it's a lengthy piece.
I bet it's a reasonable point. I mean, I would think that to some extent you would draw attention.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas here you can be more anonymous in general and blend in. So there's that. I think the best factor is to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and then set yourselves free. But obviously that's a long-term project, and we're working on it here. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But his point is solid here. He says, when you don't have the massive crush of taxes and regulation, it's amazing how quickly you can build wealth. which, of course, again, you know, being an entrepreneur is a good way to do these things. But if you're an entrepreneur inside the system's designed to crush that. You know, start your own radio station. Great, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars, regulations, engineering studies, mandates by the FCC, etc. If you can even get them to approve a construction permit for you in the first place. You know, obviously I'm into radio, so that's something I thought about doing as a kid and was quickly disabused of that notion. Whereas if you were to just put a radio station on the air, it would only cost you a few $1,000 at most.
Sure.
So, going on, number three. These are, again, the top five deathbed regrets. And maybe you want to share with us some of the lessons you've learned, maybe for some from some of the older folks in this country. What is it that, you know, they've imparted? What wisdom have they imparted upon you? Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. She, this is, the again, the palliative care nurse that originally wrote this piece. She states that when you change the way you're speaking, when you change the way you are by speaking honestly, in the end, it raises the relationship to a whole new and healthier level. Either that or it releases the unhealthy relationship from your life. Either way, you win. And the Dollar Vigilante says, we can't agree more. You can call us what you want, but you can't accuse us of not expressing our opinions, no matter how unpopular they are with the masses. And this one ties right back into, I think, number one. It's almost another rephrasing of it. You know, I wish I had the courage to live life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Kind of the same thing as I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. If you're holding back what you really think because of what other people are going to think about what you think, then again, you're molding yourself to their expectations. And I think Harry Brown's silver rule is important to impart at this point. And the silver rule is that if you are true to yourself and you be yourself openly, then you're going to attract the people that appreciate you. Whereas if you're living your life for someone else's standards or to someone else's expectations, then you're going to attract the wrong people to you. You're going to attract the people that are looking for someone living that particular set of circumstances.
Mm.
But that's not you.
That's true.
So you should be true to yourself. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you have something you want to communicate to someone, they're saying it's better to put it out there. These people on their deathbed. This was a number three deathbed regret, that they didn't express themselves more and how they feel to their friends or family members or coworkers. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring us anything. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FTL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453. Stakel CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Those call-in lines brought to you by Stakel CAI.
Stakel CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call so that you can go back and check it later. And they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time. Stakel CAI.
All right, we are on the top five deathbed regrets. Like to do a top five, top ten list every now and then. Haven't done one in a while.
If they're good.
Yeah, if they're good. If they're useful. Information that you can actually utilize. Because it's not all about issues on this program or news or anything like that. Sometimes it's about things that can be of use. Number four. That's, by the way, quick recap. Number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Two, wish I didn't work so hard. Three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. The story is from The Dollar Vigilante, syndicated to LouRockwell.com. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. This is a common refrain we hear from those who are tentative about expatriation. However, as someone who's been a global citizen for nearly 10 years, I can offer some interesting perspective on the issue. Your circle of friends can and should be constantly evolving. For example, I deleted most of my friends from Facebook when they announced their participation in various forms of statism, such as voting or wearing their country's flag. I replaced many of my old friends whose beliefs had grown out of touch with my own. I now had a whole world of new friends who challenged me in a positive way. My new circle of friends adds value to my life rather than being a constant drain on my emotions. That makes sense.
I understand what they're saying, but, like, I'm not going to delete my mom from my Facebook because she doesn't agree with me politically, and I wouldn't say that she's a drain on me emotionally.
I tend to agree with that, but if you feel as though she's a drain, then cut her loose. I mean, you did that with your dad.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, take each person bit by bit. But I agree.
But I think the Facebook example is a bad example. And I don't think that only having friends who have the same political beliefs as you, you know what I mean? There are different people who add different things to my life that I feel belong just because we don't necessarily see eye to eye on it. I think that's a little harsh.
Seems harsh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to have a wider variety of people that I'm associated with because I want those people to come closer to the ideals of liberty. And if you cut yourself off from communicating with them, how's that ever going to happen?
I just like people for who they are, so...
So, going on here, thanks to the internet, your friends are as close as you want them to be, no matter where you are. This point was driven home just a little while ago. I've been away from one of my good Canadian friends for more than a year, but we had talked every few days via Skype and email. By happenstance, I had a 4-hour stopover in his city while on my way to Asia. Looking at my watch and seeing that I had just enough time, I decided to run to one of my favorite sushi restaurants, and since I was there for such a short period, I didn't even bother calling him. As chance would have it, as I walked into the restaurant, I saw him. We both said hi nonchalantly and kept walking for a few seconds before we both turned around and realized that we hadn't actually physically seen each other in more than a year. That's how close we felt just via the internet. Sometimes you can live in the same town as your friends and never see them. And sometimes you can be halfway around the world and see them via the internet every day. Location is not as important as it used to be.
That's a pretty close friend that you would, you know, the situation he's talking about there that you'd be, you know, wouldn't even think we haven't seen each other physically in such a long time. I mean, it's a close friend that you're talking to on the internet on a every few days.
I recently, there was a girl who I was friends with when I lived in Idaho, which was over 15 years ago. Excuse me. And as it turns out, her family was born and raised here in Keene, New Hampshire. Hmm. So she found me on Facebook one day and said, haha, I was born and raised in Keene, New Hampshire. You live there. That's funny.
And how long had it been since you'd heard from her?
Then? Probably that was when I moved here, so that was 5 years ago, okay. So 10 years. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk, you know. She's on my Facebook, I think, but I'm not really that active on Facebook.
Right, I've still got a bunch of my friends from high school on Facebook. And
well, she came here to visit for Christmas, and we agreed that we would get together, and I was dreading it because...
Really?
Well, you know, when you haven't seen someone in 15 years, you could be totally not alike, you could just be awkward.
I know, I've changed a lot in 15 years.
Well, we had so much in common, and I thought, well, I'll go. We met at a coffee shop. We stayed there till it closed, sat there for 5 hours and talked, and when we left, we both felt like, you know, man, I'm so sad you don't live here because we would be best friends.
Aww.
And she actually surprised me the other day. She mailed me a package in the mail, and it had this really long letter about how she was glad that we had reconnected, and she gave me a little gift, and it was like just the most touching thing ever. Geez. That was very unexpected. So
well, and it was because did she find you on Facebook? Is that how she?
Yeah, she found me on Facebook, but
you know, I saw there was somebody I was talking with recently who found his son. Like, you know, he lost his son years ago. Or like it was an adoption thing or something like that. I don't remember the details, but you know, it used to be that you had to hire like a private investigator to be able to find your whole family members in these sorts of situations, especially with adoptions. And then, you know, he just typed the guy's name, I guess, into Facebook, and there he was. And that got them back together.
Different adoptions are different, and I wouldn't be able to type my birth parents in at all.
I don't know how he got the information, but the point being, Facebook is bringing people together that otherwise never would have.
Which is funny, because I actually, in there are things I really dislike about Facebook, and I often think about getting rid of it, because it really sucks your time up.
That's my fault, though.
I understand it's my fault, but some days I'm like, you know, I didn't do anything today except for sit on Facebook. What a waste of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think I'd be so much better off without it.
I know how you
feel.
But
at the same time, I'd feel so disconnected.
Yeah. Ah, it's a struggle, isn't it? It's
one of those things.
Number five. I wish that I had let myself be happier. These are the five deathbed regrets. Top five. I wish that I'd let myself be happier. The writer states, fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content, when deep within they long to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. Nothing can get you into more open, relaxed, and outgoing mode than living in a foreign culture. By living, I can see he's really pitching this hard, this whole live outside the country.
Yeah, the Dollar Vigilante and Simon Black, the International Man, both of these blogs are really based on get out of the United States. The United States is turning into a police state, and you know that these other places are more free. And the premise is interesting. It's that the other governments are less efficient, therefore you can kind of live between the lines, whereas in the United States, you have, although it is a more free system, it is enforced, whereas in these other countries, it's less free, but it's less likely to be enforced.
So I do like what the original writer said, because, again, this is a second writer who's riffing off the original writer.
Sure.
I do like what she says where, you know, it's this fear of change, them pretending to others that they were content, and then they just weren't having enough fun. They weren't allowing themselves to be silly, etc. He says, once I was told by an emergency room nurse that you can tell how someone lived by how they die. She told me that those who did not live out their dreams would cry in agony at their lost chance. And those who lived out their dreams passed on in deep peace. No matter what your station in life, try to avoid these regrets. Unless Buddhists are correct, we only live once. Don't waste your chance. So there you go.
I suppose they might be correct. Take my chances, though.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free.
That it's natural for older people to have regrets. I mean, like recently my grandpa died, mm-hmm. and I was going to visit my grandma a lot, and she was so filled with regrets for things that she hadn't done and stuff. Mm. I don't know. Do you think that that's... I feel like that's pretty natural. I mean, maybe most people don't live as they would like to, but...
I really, you know, I think having regrets is kind of a waste of mental power. If you think about it, like, if you're spending all your time looking back and regretting the mistakes you made, it doesn't do any good. You know, that doesn't affect, if you're reflecting on the past in that way constantly, then you're missing your opportunities now, right? So it makes more sense to be here now, and if you regret something in the past, then change your behavior now to be a different person into the future.
Yeah, well, this entire list was basically a statement of be true to yourself.
Yeah.
And... You know, I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but there's a lot of reasons people aren't true to themselves. They're
That's
trying
true.
To do the politicking of, life on Earth. And
in some ways, you do have to be concerned for what other people think.
You've got to be concerned with today and making the ends meet. And you never know if you just told your boss, you know, you're kind of a fat jerk. Yeah, you know, I'm expressing my highest truth at this moment, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm trying to get across to you something you could learn from, and, like, you need to brush your teeth, be nice to people, and lose some weight. Like, you know, that's not going to be really great for the career. You could
sure.
be it could be a job you love, except for the fat jerk with bad breath, and if you just express it to him, you know, you won't have that regret on the deathbed. But, you know, I mean, there are problems with being that guy who has, who's born without the gene that allows one to control what one says. You know, that guy?
Sure. Well, you know, what you're referring to is the one where I wish I had the courage to express my feelings.
No, in general.
But you know, it's... Mom also said, don't say something... If you can't say something nice, don't say something at all. So maybe it's the other, like, positive feelings that we're talking about. Hour 3 is up next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.